Our nation guarantees its citizens freedom of speech and the right to assemble. When you're a director in the Nevada test site, you see plenty of people exercising those rights. Today's broadcast brought to you by AmericanCountryside.com. Listen to your favorite program, suggest story ideas, and find our books and CDs that make great gifts, all at AmericanCountryside.com. Nick Aquilina spent 32 years working at the Nevada test site, the last seven of those as director there. There were some who did not approve of the work taking place.
We always had protesters at the site, but in the mid-80s, it really keyed. A lot of it was after what had happened at Chernobyl in the Soviet Union, even though it's two different things, nuclear testing versus nuclear reactors and nuclear energy. But that brought a lot of attention to radioactivity.
Numbers of protesters grew to 5,000 to 7,000 people.
We began to have more and more protesters at the site, especially during Holy Week, Easter Week. They would camp out at the BLM land across from the entrance of the test site, and 24 hours a day, they would protest at our gate.
Today, Aquilina has retired from the test site and is on the board of the Atomic Testing Museum. Interestingly, he still sees some of the same protesters.
They often begin their march to the test site right here at our museum, and they march the 65 miles from here over a course of maybe a week. But usually now there's 20, 30, 40 compared to the 5,000, 6,000 that we had in the 80s.
When testing was stopped in 1992, numbers of protesters dwindled. Aquilina says there were a few problems during his tenure at the site.
Most of it was very civil. They did the right things. Whenever you get a group of 6,000 protesters, you're going to have some that are not. But for the most part, they follow the rules.
Today, the Atomic Testing Museum tells the story of the test site, including those who protested the work taking place there. Traveling the countryside in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.